You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dexter After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dexter After Show.
Hello, everybody. Bing is for doing, and here we are doing another AfterBuzz TV show for Dexter, your favorite serial killer. I know he's mine. I am your host, Sean Overman, and here we are doing Season 7, Episode 12, Surprise, Motherfucker, Effa.
I did it. It's the episode name. It's the episode name.
All right, Surprise, Motherfucker.
Do your best impersonation.
Surprise, Motherfucker. That was so bad.
Surprise, Motherfucker.
Surprise, Motherfucker.
There we go. That was better. Yes. I like that one. I am your host, Sean Overman, and I'm here joined by my awesome co-host, who we have so much energy tonight.
I'm in shock. You can find me on Twitter at InShock. No, I'm just kidding. I'm Stephen Lemieux, and we have...
I'm JJ Jerkins.
Oh, my God.
And, oh, my goodness. Yeah, of course, you guys can always hit us up on Twitter, at AfterBuzzTV.com, Facebook.com/AfterBuzzTV, or you can call in right now tonight, live, 424-256-1729. We are streaming on the website, and, of course, we watched the East Coast feed of our season finale for Dexter, and what a finale it was.
What the F?
What the F? What the mother F?
What the surprise mother F? Like, oh my God, this was a great... Okay, this season, it had its ups and downs, lots of ups, definitely lots of ups. Yeah. Every time I talk to somebody about this season, they're like, man, there's like things that I really like about it, then there's things I really don't like. Yeah. And every time they bring things that they really don't like about it, this episode was just like, took care of all of those things. You're like, oh, great, it's back!
It did. And the only weak episode for me throughout the whole season was probably the last one. Even though it had a lot of cool things that happened, the last one, just because it was just like a Christmassy episode, mm-hmm. it probably had more of a, like, just like a more of a family feel to it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I agree, but I thought this whole, yeah, I agree with you on that one. But mm-hmm. I loved this season. I thought it was fun. The writing was just great, very, you know, funny, lots of twists and turns. I just, you know, I love it. I'm sad to see it end.
Big time twists. Oh, let me go ahead and say the outline quickly. So we're going to talk about La Guarda, Deb and Dex, and what happened with them and the whole Bay Harbor Butcher thing and how that went down. We know how it went down. This episode of our after show is filled with spoilers.
Lots of spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Do not listen to this before you see the episode.
Exactly. After that, we'll talk about Deb and Dex, and we'll talk about Dex and Hannah. So let's get into it. La Guarda, Matthews, the whole Bay Harbor Butcher hunt still going on. The episode opens up, and... with La Guarda, well, it doesn't open up with that, but, you know, we have La Guarda. The storyline with La Guarda is she goes to Dexter's apartment and arrests him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have the scene where it's literally just kind of a comedic little scene, kind of joyful between Jamie and Harrison and Dexter. And
I must say that Jamie was looking good in that jumper.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't she always, though?
Very stylish.
And then we have Harrison saying that he wants Hannah. That was kind of cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was cute. That made me feel a little bad, and I'm sure it made Dexter feel bad as well.
Oh, yeah.
Anna would have liked that because she always said that he never talks.
Yeah.
So we got a line in tonight. Yeah.
And then here to FS up is La Guarda knocking on the door.
La Guarda. Total buzzkill.
Total buzzkill.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Ruins everything.
Ruins the whole family moment. But it was so interesting to see the regret in her face, actually, when she was reading the Miranda rights to Dexter. Like, she really didn't want to do it. She didn't want to believe, in a way, that he was responsible for all this.
I don't know if I read that one the same way.
What did you think, JJ?
I thought she was more, you know, I think she was being respectful, didn't want to do it in front of Jamie and, you know, Harrison. But I think she enjoys it, you know. I think she's been waiting for this, and I just think,
I mean, think, she went her whole career without doing detective work and nabbing the bad guys. So she's never really had that feeling, it feels like. And now she's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how often does she get to interrogate someone like she did with Dexter, right?
Yeah.
And for her, it was a very emotional interrogation. At first, it was objective. But Dexter, you know, he as he was cold, calculating, feeding her his lies, then he gets kind of caught in one and he reverses it a little bit or feeds her another lie. And he totally turned that interrogation around, I felt.
Oh, yeah. And she didn't seem prepared.
No.
In that, like, she's like, the whole few episodes, or the whole season, she's, like, going after, well, once she figures out it's Dexter, to her mind, she's going after him so hardcore, and then she comes up with this plan, she doesn't even know Hector's dead.
Right.
And she has this, needs to bring him in, arrests him, doesn't think it through, because once she gets to the station, all hell breaks loose with everyone defending Dexter, because her, needless to say, her reputation among the people who are there is not really the greatest. Mm-mm. She married Batista, and then they broke up. Other than that, she screwed over everyone's careers and stuff, and Deb, who's the new captain, or
a new lieutenant.
New lieutenant, was always complaining to everyone else, and Deb was closer to all them, so they know all those stories. And then she tries to arrest her brother, the lieutenant's brother, who they're all great friends with, who brings donuts in all the time. It's like, mm-hmm. Batista was really, and it's great to see this, because we came up with this earlier in the season when we were doing the after shows, is that Batista is really a person that Dexter really cares for. And the fact that Jamie's his nanny, Batista really trusts Dexter. So it's like a family
of course.
Member, of course. And then Batista's the one who really speaks out for Dexter's case.
Yeah, he really did. And there was that scene where he pulls LaGuardia aside and he's talking to her about it. And he's commiserating with her. It's like she lost this battle. And he's like, okay, you know what? You messed up. You can still, you know, do something to turn it around and make it look better for yourself. Don't lose your job. We don't want Dexter to look bad either. So, of course, he's still supporting Dexter, exactly like what you said, because, you know, Dexter's family to him.
Very interesting move on her part, then, to bring Dexter in so early. If there wasn't a body, you know, I would thought if she was really on to him, she maybe should have watched him a little bit longer, gotten a stronger case because of that, those reasons, because everybody's supporting and loving Dexter there. And then knowing that if she screws this up, it is her job. You know, she on the line, so she kind of did a sloppy kill, as we're talking about Dexter. So she and, like, went in for it.
Oh yeah, she was very human.
Yeah,
and with she tried to play a good, you know, she didn't show anybody her cards yet, mm-hmm. and she was playing a pretty good hand with, like, okay, Estrada must be dead, so then therefore, because we have the blood on the shirt and all that stuff and all this adding up, he's got to be dead, and therefore, I'm going to play this hand. And she tried to bluff Dexter, and it didn't work because he knew what he did.
So, brilliant writing on the writers' parts for the roles of... Everybody was wondering what was going to happen in this episode, but they left information out of the previous episodes that we slowly learn in this one. So, when she has the pictures of the evidence of Dexter throwing the shirts away...
We didn't see that.
Throwing stuff off the boat, has the garbage bags on the boat and stuff. We didn't see any of that. We honestly, that's the first we heard of it, so it kind of throws us like, oh, she's got him.
Yeah, that was a big ellipse from last episode to this one.
I have a question about that, actually. Where do you think she got those photos?
She said her camera's on her cell phone.
Yes,
but when?
She was watching Dexter. So it's literally...
But when? What kill?
Yeah, that's a good point. Because they lose him after the shipping yard. Did she, like, go to his house or something?
That's why it's such a shock to us, the viewer.
Yeah.
And it was such a... way for the writers to do things without anyone really knowing what was going to happen.
It was really good dramatic irony, mm-hmm. I must say.
If there's anything we know about...
Lack of dramatic irony.
Yeah.
It was really good.
If there's anything we know about Dexter from especially this season and this last episode with Hector, what he does with Hector, is he is the master of baiting people to where he wants them to be.
Did you just say master of baiting?
Okay. I didn't go there. For once, it's not me who made that joke, just for the record.
That's a good one, Sean.
Go on, sir. I'm sorry. I just had to.
But with that, we can see how easy it would have been for him to take the clothing and get LaGuardia on his tail and do it right in plain sight. Because she would think she's being sly, and he would exactly know she's on his tail. So it's brilliant writing, kind of somewhat of a slap to the viewer in a way that we couldn't piece things together without previous information given.
I liked it, though.
But yeah, I liked it. They did it in such a way that didn't make me angry. It didn't upset me at all because of the way it plays out after all, because it would have just been extra knowledge before, and it would have been too easy to know that Dexter was trying to set LaGuardia up. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
absolutely. It was a pleasant surprise, I must say. So we go to the flashback of Doakes, which is obviously tied in with this, because the whole reason that Maria is really doing this is because of Doakes and her affection for him. So we get to see how Dexter had his little relationship with Doakes beforehand. And at first, when they showed the flashback, I was confused. I was like, "Why? What was the point of that one?" You know. And I don't remember the first couple of flashbacks from the previous seasons. Did you guys remember? Because I know there was one.
I did remember. Yeah.
I remember.
Did you remember all of the flashbacks?
Somewhat.
I think two of them may have been new.
I remember the body, like when he got so excited.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
What I think it was is because I remember like certain parts of each flashback. So I honestly think they used some footage that was on cutting room floor from season one. So we got like little clips in the season, but then they would just spread the footage out for the whole scene that we had that we saw today. Because when we saw these flashbacks, it's so easy to tell that they have a completely different director, a different cinematographer, different lighting and everything.
The filters they used.
Yeah, it's a different setting, a different feel. Everything is now warmer. Back then it was more colder, like this is a cop show. Now it's warmer, like this is a drama, murder, mystery kind of show with backstabbing, somewhat scandalous.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was good. We had the same feeling as you, like, why are they showing this? Until we're like, okay, well, maybe it's kind of showing Doakes' slow realization of who Dexter is, just how this season's been LaGuardia's slow realization of who Dexter is comparatively to Doakes. Using Doakes to find out about it.
I think it's also showing how Dexter started to let his guard down on some, and how, you know, cracks in his armor let people in and have an idea of what he really is.
Oh, and there was, I'll mention it later. There was the great line that Dexter talked about later with Harry.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so fast forward a little bit. LaGuardia asks Matthews for help because she is in desperate need of it. And she is so desperate. And what was that great line he says? Did you write it down?
I got it. Get on your knees and start kissing anything that remotely resembles an ass.
Yeah, which she is so good at doing because she's such a political beast.
Right? I love Matthews. He's my boy.
And then, again, fast forward a little bit. She apologizes to Deb later on in her office. She brings Deb in. And it was a total, it was a total ruse, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she was like, okay, I'm going to apologize to you. Oh, but then, wait a minute, we have this other piece of evidence. Take a look at my computer. Why are you filling up gas tanks at the same time that the church nearly burned down, eh?
And this is going to be so cocky because it's like the third time I've mentioned it since this episode. Totally called it. Totally called it. Okay.
Good job. Let's get an applause in there.
Yes, please. Please, praise me. Like, no, I hate, well, I like being
no,
that
you
cocky.
Don't. I was going to say, I was like, really?
But no, seriously, the first episode of this season, everyone's like, why the hell did they show this little clip of her at the gas station? Right. Like, they're going to use it.
Yeah.
They're going
to
use
it. And you were absolutely right. Steve Bottomley was a naysayer on that one, but you stuck to your guns.
I'm glad that they did, because it makes sense that they would get Deb on that. And I honestly wonder if that's going to pop up again next season.
I think it might, because it's evidence that's lying on LaGuardia's desk, unless they somehow get in there and they get rid of it somehow, like Dexter destroys the evidence or Deb does.
Well, there's so much that Maria put in the works. And if you look at it, since we are talking about Maria right now, I can go into this just a little bit. It seems like Maria was suspecting something before even Travis Marshall. Because right after Travis Marshall, she put the GPS alert, like trying to get the, what are they called, orders to get GPS tracking on their cars.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't recall that.
Like, what is it called when you...
You're talking about what Dexter finds.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's the search warrant.
Search warrant. That's the word I was looking for. She got the search warrant right after the fires. Like, she didn't get it recently. She didn't get it when she saw the DVD.
Oh.
She saw it literally the day after the fires, and she just hadn't gotten it yet.
Wow.
So she was having her suspicions even before then. So that might have been right after she found the glass slide. She was already looking at Dex and Deb.
So is that what it said? It said that on the, what was, yeah, where did it show the date on the search
Dexter
warrant?
Said though, he said, looks like she got search warrant for right after the day, or maybe it was just,
no, I thought she just got it.
I would
it
imagine.
I took it as she just got the search warrants for then.
I probably misunderstood.
She was trying to put the timeline. Yeah.
So she got the search warrant for those days.
Yes. For those particular days.
Okay, I'm sorry. But still, there's so much in the works that she did against Dexter and Deb that I think that somebody will still pick it up. Like Matthews, now that LaGuardia is going to disappear. And Deb's gun. No, I'm not yet. Not yet.
Okay. All right. So, he knows, or Dexter knows, after he finds those search warrants, and they've been signed by a judge. Uh-huh.
So
she can execute them easily. She was, I don't know why she was waiting. He knows that he must find a solution. We don't know what that solution is yet, as of yet, but he's talking to Harry, having a little good conversation there. And Harry's, of course, like, Dexter, you can't do this. She doesn't meet the code. She's completely innocent. She's just like Doakes was.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. She was an innocent who was just, you know, playing the side of the law, playing their side of the game, and she got caught up in the middle where Dex has to use that one code, one part of the code, which is don't get caught,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm surprised he didn't refer to that with Harry in this episode, actually. Mm. I think he should have.
Well, I mean, there was so much put in that scene. We get that was one of the best speeches of this season. The conversation between Harry and Dexter, it sums up season one to season seven. It sums up what Scott was telling us about how this whole season has been focusing on the transition from Dexter realizing that over the course of the series, he's been becoming a human.
His maturity from becoming a monster to becoming a human.
Exactly. And he's of course, he's trying to frame her for Hector's death and stuff. And he starts telling Harry, he's like, that was before I had Rita. That was before I had Harrison. That was before Deborah and I. That was before this, before that. This whole scene, he says before about five times.
Yeah, and there's so much before. It's like they're in different seasons.
Exactly. And he says, the humanity that I created that's fake is now becoming real, and I'm going to fight to defend it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he is, that literally sums up, he is becoming human. His humanity.
He is human.
Yeah.
And what Harry was saying was maybe if you act like it long enough, you'll become it.
Yeah.
And that was his reasoning behind it in the beginning. And now
this is what's getting him in trouble.
It's what's happening.
And he also said, along those lines, he also said the fake life we created turned real.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's like now he has meaning and he has love in his life and he has all these human emotions and he can't just,
Something that all of us have, you know, we don't want to abandon our jobs. You know, we don't want to abandon our loved ones and family members just because we got caught doing something. Right. So Dexter's not going to run. And that's why he said he wants to stand and fight it, which is pretty neat.
The number of people who hang around at Miami PD or Miami Metro that are slowly disappearing is rising. What?
And also how evidence could go missing as well. We can talk about this later, but the whole Hannah, you could take out that pen, you could take it out of evidence.
Well, like, we have the intern's gone, Lewis is gone.
Yeah.
He disappeared.
But those are just interns, they're not, like, big key players, like Captain LaGuardia.
People looking into where they are, I mean, he's gone, Doakes is done like that, LaGuardia's now done like that.
That's true.
I mean, who else have we lost at the department that Dexter has been involved with? I mean...
That's true.
It's... Well,
if LaGuardia was a good enough detective, she could connect those dots as well.
Yeah, she could have.
Well,
not anymore.
Let's fast forward to that conversation. Well, let's fast forward a little bit to Deb's at the party, right? At the New Year's Eve party slash retirement party over at Batista's new restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Big Daddy's? Was that what it was called?
Big Papa.
Big Papa. Yeah, so...
Nice place. Stage and everything. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It looked good, too.
Good for him.
And Deb just did such a bad thing. Like, she calls Dex and LaGuardia, and then she calls dispatch, which is obviously, from my perspective, that is obviously stupid because dispatch records everything you do. So they're going to hear the stress in her voice. They're going to say, why was she asking about Captain LaGuardia? And then she calls Dex's cell phone and leaves a voicemail saying, don't do anything bad, right? Pretty much saying that. Well, what'd you guys think about that?
Just as you were saying it, I wonder if that's how, because how are they going to explain, I don't want to jump to there, but I mean.
Oh, go ahead. Jump, go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, maybe she'll,
You're saying maybe Deb will
actually use it in her defense. Like, yeah, you know, I went there following, you know, I called dispatch. I found out she was there. I found her there with Hector. So it might actually end up, because I thought it was a stupid thing too. But yeah, now that I'm thinking about it after you said it, it might work in her favor.
That's
her
actually
favor.
Yeah, good, JJ. That's actually a really good point. I totally didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because if they go through with kind of what Dexter was thinking, putting Bullet and Hector and Bullet and LaGuardia and putting them against each other, I mean, it makes sense that, oh, can you put an APB out for LaGuardia's vehicle? Oh, it's the stockyard. And then she's just like, oh, well, she said something about going and meeting with Hector. I wanted her to bring backup, but she didn't. This is what happened, that kind of crap.
But the whole time LaGuardia's case against Dexter was based upon how Estrada is supposed to be dead.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's weird.
That's going to be a really sloppy case they're going to have to deal with next season, I must say. But, so are we going to talk about the kill now? You guys want to talk about
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Why not? Okay, so pretty much he has a good conversation with Estrada. I didn't take any notes on that because I really wanted to pay attention to it.
Well, I want to talk about, like, the very first scene that leads into this really quick. Because when we first saw LaGuardia pick up her cell phone and it's Hector on the phone, you're like, wait, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then it cuts to him with the phone, like, he's strapped to the table. And he's not even plastic-wrapped. He's not plastic-wrapped. He's not naked. He's just electrical tied.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, something's going on here. Yeah.
Let's jump back, too, before we get into the big one. Also, about how funny we thought it was when he, you know, shot him and had him in the back of the...
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious.
Passed out in the back of his truck while...
Have the kids throw the baseball at
him.
Yeah. That was a nice ploy by Dexter to get him out into the open, to get him... Or rather, get him away from being out in the open in public eye. And just M99'd him and threw him into the back of his Ford Expedition or whatever.
Well,
it is.
Funny writing, because we're all saying, oh, yeah, and he's right in the back as Deb's talking, and then she hears him wake up, and then she's just like, you know,
what's
her
that?
Eyes, yeah.
Hector. What the?
Yeah.
Dexter.
Such dark humor, but
even
I loved
look
it.
For him. Yeah. She just walks right out of the car.
What's she going to do?
I know, but it was just funny.
A lot of the episode was so serious, and it was nice to see a little bit of humor like that. It was pretty good dark humor, I must say. So
what did you think of the conversation they had? Because it was the writers are always good at bringing in outside sources that have to do with the situation Dex is dealing with and how he relates to it, and you can see it on his face realizing that.
Yeah, and it's Hector, like, it's like a new lesson he learns.
Mm-hmm. And with Hector, it was no exception. So Hector's whole thing was of course Dex wants to know, was it hard to give the order to kill my mom? And Hector is kind of beating around the bush a little bit, and then he's like, yeah, it was hard, I'm sorry, I did it to protect myself, she was a snitch. And it's just like, well, there you go, Dexter, LaGuardia is a snitch to you.
And he also said survival of the fittest as well, and that's really, you know, that really resonates with Dexter, because he's like, he needs to survive, don't get caught. Part of that code is still sticking with him, I feel.
So he's doing basically what Hector did. And it's really, I mean, it registers on his face, but I think we'll see a lot more of that next season on how killing someone innocent, survival of the fittest, is going to draw him towards a dark line that's going to end the series, probably.
Oh, I think it will. I think we're going to, even though we're going to adore Dexter because he's becoming more human, I think we're going to miss a lot of the code, because it's almost like, oh, okay, we can explain it away. Like, oh, he had the dark passenger. It's all right. He wasn't completely human, you know? Mm-hmm. It's almost like he could use that as a psychological defense in court, right? Oh, I have this thing called the dark passenger that tells me what to do.
Well, it seems the more human he becomes, the more we judge him. Like, if you imagine, like, a lion attacking a zebra, you see the lion as attacking the zebra, and you're like, oh, that is a beast attacking another animal.
It needs to feed.
You see a human with, like, two knives attacking a zebra, ripping it to shreds. You're like, you're barbaric. You judge the human. So as Dexter becomes more human, it seems that these murders that he's committing are less and less okay.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, because he's losing the code, and now they're all, they have gray areas, and they're, you know, they're four or more. Before it was like he would kill people, you know, that were doing harm to other people, but now it's just sometimes for his own need and for his own, like, to help his own cause.
To help himself,
even though they didn't do anything.
So. Self-serving murders.
Mm-hmm. It's so ironic that Harry wanted Dexter to be more human, have feelings, and Dexter of course, the way he was raised with Harry's code and whatever, and all of Harry's lessons, he wanted to become more human. He was like, okay, I'm a monster now. I'm cold. I'm calculating. But hopefully, like we talked about earlier, if I keep imitating, I will become human eventually. And it's a really big irony that that is his hubris, and that has become like his downfall. Becoming more human is going to be what puts him away or kills him.
And what's kind of interesting with Harry is that Harry cares, like Dexter's vision of Harry is all about Dexter. It's not about anything else. Because you think about Dexter himself, he cares about Harrison. He cares about this. He cares about this. He doesn't want to leave it. And when Harry's talking, Harry's like, it's time to run. It's time to ditch all that stuff because all you care about is murdering. All you care about is murdering. So it seems like Harry is somewhat of the dark passenger speaking through him. You're all about murdering. You can ditch these people. These are just a disguise.
I felt like that so much throughout the whole series. Because they always talk about the dark passenger, but Harry's the only one who's given the orders.
Exactly. So it definitely seems maybe look at how Dexter is faking human. And maybe Harry is the dark passenger faking Harry. And as Dexter becomes more human, Harry becomes more dark passenger.
Oh, wow. That's
very it's just kind of, it makes sense, though. I mean, looking at it, I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Steven, that was a beautiful thing you just did. Just putting it together like that, it was just purely beautiful. Like, yes, bravo. Bra, effing. Oh,
no, but job. It makes sense. I'm like thinking back. I'm like, wow. I mean, okay, sorry.
No, that was good. So
I didn't mean to blow my own mind right there.
I think you blew everybody's mind.
Well, I was only apologizing for blowing your mind.
If that is a quote, you can tell me what it is later.
It's not.
No, that's not. Okay, good.
Okay.
Anyway, so, he ends up, he has a good conversation with Estrada. He has that realization. He ends up knifing him with the fillet knife, which is, I don't think I've seen him use a fillet knife on somebody. But
and that's about the time LaGuardia walked in.
Yeah. So she walks in and she sees his bloody body there.
She's Dexter, such a bad cop.
She is such a bad cop. Yeah. Wouldn't you think, like, why would she not even call backup? Probably because everybody's like black sheeped her over at the department, right? Yeah. But geez, man, like, come on.
She'd have some friend, you know?
Who cares if you're being blackballed at the department? At least call in the dispatch and let them know what you're doing. Yeah. You know, if you're really in a situation like this where you think a coworker of yours is a killer, I mean, come on, right?
But not even that. Like, I'm sorry, but LaGuardia, you get a call from this dude who obviously you think is already dead. You show up with your gun because, of course, if you're a smart cop, you assume that Dexter has him already and is luring you. I don't know, whatever. And, of course, you have your gun out. What is the first thing you're supposed to do when you walk into a room when you're expecting somebody to be attacking you? You clear the corners. You make sure everything's clear. She is such a bad cop. She walks in. Oh, my God. There's a body there. Better turn my back and just look at it.
I don't understand how she got any field experience.
Honestly. Seriously. What is wrong for you? I mean,
so awful.
If you see a dead body of the guy you're coming to meet, the first thing you're going to do is try to look around for what's going on. You're not just going to, like, stand there and wait for somebody to slyly M99 you.
And he gives her a half a dose of M99 so that she it won't be traced in her body, right? If the metabolism gets rid of it, I guess. And then we have Deb walk in. And he sees her comatose up against she hears the gunshot first. Comes in. We see LaGuardia comatose up against the wall, and Dexter's about to do it. He's about to fake that LaGuardia and Estrada shot each other. And he's going to have to be pretty precise. The way he wanted to do it, he said he wanted to make it so that the bullet goes into the knife wound in Estrada. And seriously, from my perspective, from what I've studied in the last several years, that is something a smart ME would probably pick up on, a medical examiner. They would pick up on that because it's a post-mortem shot. The guy's been dead. You would think that it would not destroy the wound so much. It would be kind of obvious, like, hey, he got shot after he's been dead and his body wasn't pumping blood.
I just had a realization.
Go ahead.
What knife did he use to kill him?
He used the fillet knife, right?
Yeah. What does he usually use?
He usually uses the
kitchen knife.
The big kitchen knives, yeah. The chef's knife, right?
He uses a knife that's blade is about this thin.
Really thin and tiny.
And then he can just put a bullet right through it.
That's a good point.
So he had it all planned out. And
he did, yeah. That's a good point. That's well done for the writers. If Scott Reynolds.
Yeah,
wrote that
seriously,
one.
Scott. Yeah. Dang.
But still, he's still going to have to be. You know, I mean, it's an easy way to advance a story, you know, but, especially with that little detail. That's a good detail.
But he knows the trajectory that he puts the knife in, so he could easily just put the bullet through that. I mean, if he's
But he
using...
can't do it too close, though. And Dexter's not good with guns, right? He can't do it that close. He's going to have to do it from what? Like, from where I'm standing or where I'm sitting to where you are, that's probably about the size of the container, right? So what, like 4.5, 5 feet?
You don't need to fire the gun from the exact distance. You just have to not be close enough to leave
the peppering marks,
gun residue, yeah, or the burning.
Because yeah, if he's too close, and it'll look like it's a close contact.
He could just go like this, put it up like probably 5 inches, and fire it.
He could do that, yeah. But then now we have Deb, who obviously okay. Let's go back. Let's back up a little bit. Okay, so Deb is there. She sees they're having a little conversation, and Dexter was about ready to die, I felt. He was ready to let Deb shoot him and end his existence and have her be free and clear.
Oh, yeah, definitely he was.
I think, were you going to say more?
I have another comment after. I wanted to say again, I thought Jennifer Carpenter was amazing and in that scene. She just has knocked it out of the park all season long, and we're a little sad she didn't get nominated. But anyway, I thought a great, great scene with her trying to play that dilemma that she was in.
Have you kind of seen the recurring theme in that when the killers in this show, like the real killers, want to get caught, they don't want to get caught, they want to die. Because Hannah, when she's on the table and Dexter's about to kill her, she says, do what you got to do. Because it's over. She doesn't have to worry. She doesn't have the constant worry of being found out or anything like that. It's over.
And Isaac, in his own way, he says, you do what you got to do.
Exactly.
Right? They come to that understanding, like in the bar and various other scenes. And he's like, you know what? You do what you have to do. And I loved Victor, and I'm going to do what I have to do.
Well, when he's in jail, he's all about getting out and pursuing whatever. But then when he's out, the thought of death doesn't really scare him that much. He's a killer. And then we see this again with Hannah when he sends her to jail and she's like, you should have killed me. She didn't want to go to jail. She'd rather die than she just wants it to be over. She doesn't want that. And then we see it a final time with Dexter. We have LaGuardia. We have Deb there. The only way he gets out of that alive is if Deb shoots LaGuardia, but he doesn't think she will. He's like, okay, well, it's over. Just let me die. Don't let me go to jail. Let me die. So it was really it's really interesting to see how the people who are the murderers and know it, they all, once death is in sight, they're just like, okay.
They're surrendering to it.
Well, yeah, because I think they don't have a fear of death. You know, they obviously do it to everybody else all the time.
Yeah, they control it.
But they have more of a fear of being locked away somewhere where they're, you know,
they're
going to go crazy. Yeah.
Because they're beasts.
Well, why do they murder? Because they need control. So if they can be killed and know what's going to happen, they have control of their own death. When they're in the jail, they don't have control of anything.
Yeah, so...
sorry, I feel
so bad that I looked... I think you mentioned time or something, and I looked at my watch right when Deb shot LaGuardia. And I was like, ah, gosh! And then I look at the aftermath. But maybe I'll rewind it later.
Oh, you don't see it. It's on Deb when she shoots.
Oh, okay, it's on Deb. Yeah.
And
I would like to see the expression on her face, though. But she was very powerful in that scene, I must say. And Dexter, too. You know, just the way he was, he really looked like he was giving in to the Reaper right there.
It did. And he puts the knife down and everything. That was a good scene. Good. I mean, if you're going to pick a scene for a finale, that's a scene for a finale. Mm-hmm. Very well done. And then Deborah.
And this one wasn't a cliffhanger.
It wasn't, surprisingly.
Yeah, it wrapped it up.
Fairly, and I was glad because before this episode, I was like, man, get ready for a huge cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Very good work on Jennifer Carpenter's part. You realize that LaGuardia is a woman who has been there for her whole career. She's technically still a friend. She's a coworker. She's been there the whole time. She's someone she knows closely. Deborah knows she's not a bad person. So when she shoots LaGuardia,
it's very painful for her.
Mm-hmm. It's so painful, and you can see it. She immediately is just like, what the hell have I done? What the hell have I done? Did I really just do that? So we end last season with, what the hell did I just see? We end this season with Deb, what the hell did I just do?
She's gone further down the path with Dexter.
Next season, I'm wondering if she does kill Dexter. But she runs up, hugs LaGuardia, like, I mean, I wonder how they're going to wrap that scene up, if they're still going to do it Dexter's way, but it was shot with a service gun, Deb's service gun.
Yeah, that's a really good point right there, too. Mm-hmm. The devil's in the details with that one. But
good shot, though, Deb.
Yeah. Hopefully she hit that fillet knife hole. But don't forget, fans, you know, we love this season of Dexter, and I'm sure you did, too. Don't forget to check us out on iTunes and go ahead and rate and comment. You know, give us 5 stars, man. We're getting up there. We want a 5-star rating, fully 5 stars. And thank you guys so much for, like, commenting on iTunes, on our YouTube channel as well. And wow, we got like the most comments we've ever gotten on the last YouTube video, which was awesome.
Yeah, you guys are great. Thank you so much for all those comments, for watching.
Yeah, so it only takes a minute, you know, and we're gonna take a couple minutes to recognize the people that have been commenting, our various fans.
Shout out.
So Steven, did you want to open it up with some of the people on our iTunes account?
I'll just throw out the iTunes names for December pretty much. Sasaki Yori, Marini Girl, Phil Boots. Hey Phil Boots, we want to make an old man happy. So there you go, Phil Boots. That's our shout out to you. Seth 16 and Haley Porter as our iTunes fandom from December.
Awesome. And I got one of our followers from our YouTube channel, Violin. We've had him or her, I'm not sure. I want to say it's a girl. I want to say we've had Violin tweet at us before, and she said, this week I listened to your podcast, but had come to YouTube to say I'm seriously going to miss you guys. I just love how you guys have different perspectives and go deep into each character. I think Dexter has grown too confident over the years with each kill, probably why he fell into that trap so easily, deviating from the code. I think back to that airport scene in the beginning of the season. I think it's going to tie in with the end somehow, and it did not. But good prediction, Violin.
Let's also thank our caller, Ray. I don't know if you're listening tonight, Ray, but we always enjoy your calls.
Yay, Ray.
Yay.
And I'm going to go one comment from YouTube from Doran Blake. He talked about me and Anna, and yes, we will not be playing Pokemon cards together. I'm sorry. I used bad jokes on her, and it was super effective.
speaking of Anna, we miss her. Mm-hmm. Wish she was here for the finale. And let's see who else we got. We got, the person right after Doran Blake, BX Girl HS, Dexter Hannah all the way.
Woo!
Woo! And it did not end up going that way. And that's actually a perfect segue. Let's talk about Dex and Hannah real fast then.
Okay.
So
Dexter visits Hannah in jail.
He visits her in jail. And they have a little conversation. It's kind of powerful, you know, in a way. He regrets putting her in jail, even though that's what he had to do, and from his perspective, right? That was a big revelation when she admitted that she poisoned Deb. Mm-hmm. We were all shocked.
That was huge, yeah.
I heard it from Steven, for sure. You exclaimed at it, right?
I honestly didn't think it was going to be that way. I still kind of have my doubts to a point, judging from the conversation Hannah and Deb have later. But, I mean, when Dexter doesn't tell her he did it, he says she did, and she immediately goes because she was keeping us apart.
Yeah.
And she...
I was shocked by that, too, how easily she revealed it.
Right after that, Dexter's like, I didn't have a choice, and she says, you had a choice. You were supposed to choose me.
Yeah. So if it did go that way, then that's pretty devious of her to actually have poisoned Deb and to make him forced into that choice to see what he would do. That's like some messed up girlfriend stuff right there.
Oh yeah, I thought she definitely had the crazy eyes when during this scene with them tonight, you know. And you could really see now kind of the turn where she had the jealousy in her eyes, that how Deb was feeling about Hannah, you know, and then feeling like that Dexter was choosing Hannah over her. Then you could see in the jail today that, you know, she was just pissed that his loyalties were to Deb, and she did not like, you know, second best.
She said, "I never had a chance."
Yeah.
Ugh.
Absolutely. That's like a dagger to the heart right there, man. And so Dex actually got emotional, but then we saw that he withdrew it almost immediately after he got emotional.
Yeah.
Which was very interesting.
I loved his line where he says, "I can she says that you can get rid of the pen, everything can go back to normal, I can get out of here." And it was really telling when he says, "I can never trust you."
Yeah.
And then you can never trust me, because she betrayed him by poisoning Deb, but he betrayed her hardcore. Like,
Yeah, he sure did. He gave her that damn Judas kiss.
Yeah, that's...
Which, in her garden. But there was actually a really good quote that I think Dexter said. He said, "We both knew it would come to this. Either one of us would be in dead or behind bars."
Mm. Yeah.
And that's pretty much how it went down.
And she didn't think it was going to be her.
And she didn't think it was going to be her. Yeah, we all thought it was going to be Dexter in a way. Like
to a point.
To a point, yeah.
I mean, at least he gets arrested.
At least he got arrested. That's is that the first time?
Probably. That is the first time.
I think it's the first time where it's like been that serious.
Yeah.
But he kisses. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you going
to? No, I was going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he kisses her at the end. And it looked like it was going to be an affectionate kiss, but it was not.
No, it was not.
That was her reply to his Judas kiss, his betrayal kiss in the garden. So that was very interesting. She really redirected the pain she felt upon him, you know, for the betrayal.
Mm-hmm. And then the next thing we see is her calling Arlene, asking her to help her.
And we don't know with what yet until we go to the courtroom and Deb's in the courtroom visiting Hannah. And they have that little exchange. I missed some of it, but what was happening there? Pretty much,
just
she was questioning Deb's integrity, basically, and that, you know, how can she claim that she is here, you know, working in the law, but when does the law apply? Like, 'cause she can just follow through with it sometimes when it's Hannah, but when it's her own brother, she's like, you know, just hiding behind her badge and, you know, not going to do anything about it. So really questioning her integrity and her values
with and, good purpose.
I actually saw that scene. I saw that scene a couple days ago on the iPad app for Dexter, and the title of the scene is Hypocrite.
Yeah.
That's exactly what was going on. Mm-hmm. You know, Deb is... She is making the law the way she wants. She can. She's a lieutenant, man. She's a lieutenant of homicide, which is pretty much the top person in homicide.
Yeah, I mean, there's two questions I want to ask you guys really quick. Two what ifs. So, do you think at the end, like looking at the end of this episode, do you think that what if Dexter did not give Hannah up? Do you think Deb still would have shot LaGuardia?
I'm going to answer first. And, what is, I was going to do it in the form of a question, but no, I don't think that she would have. I think she would have gave him up.
Really?
Because even though she loves him so much.
He would have chosen Hannah over Deb.
Wait.
He would have chosen Hannah over Deb and Deb would have.
And she would not have liked that one bit.
Yeah.
Of course, she's in love with him.
And then my other what if question was, what do you think, how different do you think that scene would have been if Deb showed up after Dexter had killed LaGuardia?
Ooh, yeah. I think she would have demonized him so much more. But now that she's done it, she's responsible.
Yeah.
She's.
Oh, yeah. It definitely ties them together for the next, you know, going into the next season. Yeah. Exactly what you said.
Yeah, the noose is around both their necks now.
Mm-hmm. She's part of it.
Even more so than Travis, because Travis was already killed.
I know, but what I'm saying is we saw at the end of last season Deb finding him after killing Travis, but we see at the end of this season him killing LaGuardia. LaGuardia is something different. It's an innocent person. So Deb has found a way to justify everything Dex has done until now.
Yeah.
So I honestly think that if LaGuardia had been shot already, Deb would have turned him in.
I don't, because she also knew that LaGuardia was on to them and had all the... you know, could basically turn them in.
I don't know. Could have gone.
I think she justified in her that she had to do this for protection too.
Yeah.
Like she went ahead and, you know, has been on Dexter's side and kept the secret and like played her part. So I think she realized she also had to.
Yeah, I guess I can take that back herself. By the fact she shot her. So yeah, I guess mine doesn't make any sense.
Excuse me, guys, coughing up here.
But
oh, did Martin? Was that something? Was that a message? I didn't see it. Anyway,
but yeah, then she gets the pill from Arlene, and that's the end of that courtroom scene.
Oh yeah, she slips her something yellow. Looks like a pill.
Yeah.
I wonder what it really was. Well, do you think it was like an herbal supplement to make her pass out?
Really, really, Martin? Okay, and then
do you need to go to the bathroom, Martin?
Then Hannah starts seizing up in the truck after taking it, and they take her to the hospital.
She cuts herself free easily with well-placed scissors.
Yeah, just happened to be there.
Well, you would think that they would actually strap her in with handcuffs.
You would think.
She's a murderer. Damn sheriffs.
Yeah.
They're not as good as the Miami-Dade police.
We knew where that one was going to go when they brought her in there.
And then the next scene we see with Hannah is her leaving a black orchid at Dexter's apartment door and walking off in the same way Dexter walks off in the opening sequence.
Oh, yeah. And actually, it's quite the opposite because they're not looking at Dexter's apartment. They're looking at the ocean. And she's one of our viewers on YouTube. They actually commented about how Hannah always wears white.
Yeah.
Until the last couple of episodes, she's starting to wear darker colors because it seems like the relationship's changing and she's becoming more, she's got more animosity towards Dexter, obviously.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to look up, I didn't get to because we were in there, but I wanted to look up if there's symbolism behind the black orchid.
Symbolism.
Like, yes. We will have to.
She said she was in all black.
What's the symbology there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody knows that quote. Boondock Saints. Yeah, anyway.
Did we cover most of Dex and Deb? Or?
Yeah, I think so. I did write down a little bit. She gets mad about him not giving her the heads up on Laguardia's coming to arrest you.
Yeah, and he says, would you prefer my normal method of conflict resolution?
Oh, that was nice.
Great line.
And
cool. Nice euphemism, Dexter.
He says that Hannah won't testify against him. She loves me. And then it was cool how they did that because, like, Deb leaves, says her lines, and the camera pans back, and suddenly Harry's there by the Christmas tree.
Yes.
And then Harry says, he's there, he's telling him that things are not over, you gotta find Hector, and Dexter says something else, and he says, you sound like Hannah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Harry says that to him, which is pretty cool. The whole security tape thing, we already talked about that, but that's a big issue, and that's probably gonna come up next season. Clearly, Deb was very worried about it, and I think that's about it. Did you guys?
We left out a few things. I'm gonna just
go ahead.
Spark knows some really fast for you.
Yeah.
All right, you slobbies. What do you got there?
Going through the catch of the week for this.
TV catch of the week.
That's for like last episode. We leave something out. This is still this episode.
No. Catch of the week.
Yeah.
Arr.
Yeah. I hate. Okay. So. The hunt between Dexter and Hector, he first goes to the ex-wife's house and kind of has a little thing about her. She's wearing her wedding ring still. That's how he kind of follows him to the park and stuff like that. We see that. I just wanted to throw that out there because that actress got that role. We might as well give her a little nod to doing that role for
I liked her
whatever her name
maize
was.
Maize-colored nails. Didn't you like those, JJ?
Yeah,
those,
I was going to bring that. Like, seriously, really? Those yellow, straight-up yellow nails?
God-awful.
Yeah. And so Dex does that. And then we just have a little bit of side story here with
Quinn and Jamie. Jamie possibly getting together next season again.
Yeah.
I would like to see that one. I would like a little, Quinn to redeem himself a little bit after this past season.
Seriously.
So I would encourage this hookup.
Oh, and I don't have anything else.
She has great lines where she says, I don't mean my brother to take care of me. I can take care of myself. And if you mess with me, I'll chop your balls off and put them in a shot glass.
That was awesome.
And then Batista shows up. Is everything all right? Because he doesn't want that.
Shout out to Amy Garcia on that scene.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. She had a lot of lines to this episode.
Mm-hmm. Masuka was going to be baby New Year. Masuka was going
to
change.
I wanted to see that one.
Masuka had some good lines in this episode, even in the flashbacks. And he said, the kind of donut you choose says a lot about a man.
Yeah.
And he chose a big
Long John.
A long John?
It
I call him
a maple filled Long John.
Oh, I call him
cream filled
Long John. Oh, nice. I was going to say a maple bar.
Maple bars as well. I don't know if that one was cream filled. I just added that.
And that was good. I like that as well.
And then I want to just go through the very last scene of the episode. They go back to the party, and this is kind of summing up the whole season in a nutshell, kind of going, who is Deb now? Who am I? Mm-hmm. Because Deb has just done this. She's done something she can't go back from, especially after helping him. Now she's killed LaGuardia. Who am I? Because he didn't kill LaGuardia, but he really kind of killed LaGuardia.
Yeah. He put her in that position.
Yeah. And
for sure.
He says, is this a new beginning? And it's ending the episode with the new year.
It's a fresh start.
It's the new year. and they're walking through a crowd, and everyone around them is happy, and they're the only ones that are like
somber.
They just killed someone, and they're it's a new year. Everyone's happy, but they're the ones who are like it's a new year. What the hell's gonna come this year? Well, what happens
the
now?
End of that quote was great. It was is this the new beginning or the beginning of the end?
Yeah.
So it was kind of sets it up. We don't know if this is all going to be over next year.
Oh, my God.
Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about?
I'm trying to make sure I don't forget anything.
Well, let's go ahead. I think we're pretty good on that.
Florencia was her name.
Yes,
the ex-wife.
Florencia Estrada.
And there was the little never jump the fence if you're not willing to get to the other side about Dokes finding out that Dexter. Because that was the stabber disappeared, right?
Say that again.
Dokes was pissed off because the person he was going after disappeared.
Oh, yeah, right.
And Dex had read the journal.
Before he killed the guy.
Before they even took the journal out of the apartment.
And that's how what he probably used to kill the guy, right, as evidence. You think is that what happened in that episode?
Yeah, probably.
It's been so long.
But it's kind of funny that, like, that's when Dokes, like, that's like the third flashback to say that Dokes knows that Dexter is the motherfucker.
Did you guys have any favorite quotes? This episode, we already talked a lot about many of them.
Yeah, I think we kind of covered them.
I got one more.
All right.
You think I'm a killer and not a liar?
Yeah.
That was awesome. All right. And we were talking about you guys didn't have any news and gossip, really, did you? I don't have any. So thankfully we're on time this episode. Let's go ahead and wrap it up with our predictions then, Martin. Por favor.
Yeah. And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Yes.
Predictions.
I love it when the lights do that. I love it. Okay, predictions. I didn't write any down, but I feel... Okay, you know what? It'll come to me. You guys go first. I'm sure you guys wrote yours down.
No, you know, I was actually thinking about this today because I'm like, what are they going to do? And I was so I was sad that the season was ending, but also very excited for the last season, which I think is just going to be amazing and, like, jam-packed. I just think I don't know how – yeah, no kidding. Okay, I'll just say my one big prediction for next season.
Can you turn that down just a bit, Martin?
I think – you're mean to him tonight.
No, I just couldn't hear you talking at all.
All right. Anyway, I think that Dexter is gonna die. The end. There you go.
I agree with you, Steven.
Well, with the passing of LaGuardia, I think that Deborah is going to be promoted to captain. I think that Batista is going to be promoted to lieutenant and not retire.
No, he's already retired, man.
No,
you think he's going to come back to the force?
I think they're keeping David Zayas. David Zayas was there for the first episode. He's going to be there for the last episode.
You know what? I feel like he's going to be. He's going to be like the Moe's Tavern guy. Everybody's going to come to him and like drink and talk about their days and stuff.
That's just another location they need to film at. That's just another storyline that they don't really need. I think Batista is the new lieutenant.
Okay.
I think Hannah's going to come back. I think we're going to see a lot more of Arlene, whatever her name was, because Hannah's going to go stay with Arlene or something to do that, because we're going to have a little bit more. I mean, it's either Hannah comes back and she's one of the main players in the thing, or she never comes back like you guys said. Nothing like that.
While I have them in my mind, can I make mine?
Go for it.
Okay. I feel like Dexter is going to... I feel like one of two things is going to happen. He's going to die, okay, next season. Either... probably not by his own hand, but it would probably make more sense for Deb to put him down, to kill him, and not have him suffer through all that stuff. And if he doesn't, I feel like he's going to ride off into the sunset on his boat, and he is going to be exiled from everything he loves, from his family, from the life he made, which was his fake life, but it's now his real life.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Steven, what else? What else you got before we...
I mean, are we thinking, like, end of the series predictions?
Yeah!
End of the series predictions. I don't think Dexter's going to die. I still think Deb's going to die by the end of the series. Dexter's going to be fine. I really don't know how to take it, but I think in terms of storyline, I think we're going to see Dexter more on the attack, falling more and more down the rabbit hole on the attack to cover shit up. Pardon my French. And I think it's going to fall back on Deb.
Okay. Very good, Stephen. Thank you.
It's like I keep thinking of something, and then it keeps like slipping out of my mind, and I can't remember it.
It's hard. We had a lot to process tonight because we wanted, like we said, we're all our fans, so we wanted to just be able to really watch this episode, and you know, so
and enjoy the moment,
notes, and really, process it all.
I honestly feel like Dex is going to get kidnapped next season.
Dexter's going
to
get kidnapped.
I feel like Deborah's going to have to take on somewhat of a Dexter role to save Dexter from a certain situation. Like, even if we have four episodes where Dexter's literally tied up being slowly murdered.
Whoa, that would be interesting if that happened. And that's a good prediction. I could see that happening, actually. But that's it for us, guys.
This was the season.
This was the season finale of Dexter. I am going to miss it, so until next year. And I'm going to miss working with you two guys.
We're still going to try to get guests on the off season, and we're going to still try to give you guys some good content, because After Buzz TV, we're all about content.
Yeah, we want to ramp it up into the final season.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's quickly say where we can find everybody. You can find me on Twitter at Sean_Overman. That's SEAN_OVERMAN. And I might be doing Spartacus, if you guys are Spartacus fans, for After Buzz TV. Go, Steven.
You can find me at Stephen Lemieux. That's STEPHENLEMIEUX. And that's where you can find me or on any of these other AfterBuzz shows, because I'm working here 4 days a week.
And I'm at JJ Juergens on Twitter and at JJJuergens.com.
So, Martin, where can we find you tonight, even though you change it up a bit?
You can find me here on Revenge at AfterBuzz TV.
That's Phil.
Phil!
What's up?
Yeah.
Doing a little switcheroo.
So, anyway, guys, don't forget to rate and comment us. Be sure to check out our YouTube channel and our iTunes. And other than that, you know, keep tweeting at us. Keep joining the conversation here at AfterBuzz TV.
And you got to catch them all.
And you got to catch you Pokemon euphemism you. Anyway, we'll see you guys next time.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.